Well, I'm Bill Burdett, and been a loyal listener of WNCW ever since its inception many, many years ago. I live in the Tuxedo area of North Carolina. I'm a builder and listen to WNCW every day. Every day. Big fan. My buddy and I came, I just had graduated from high school. Both of us had. We went to high school in Northern Virginia. And we drove up on that Friday, I think. The interesting thing was we were driving his parents' old station wagon, and we were going to sleep in the station wagon, and we had a little pup tent that we were going to pitch to house all of our gear while we slept in the car. Well, we got, of course, the three-way was closed. We knew something big was happening, and we couldn't get to the site, so we parked the car on the side of the road, and we gathered our stuff in our hands, and we had to walk about 3 or 4 miles to where we could camp. And that's what we did, is we camped in our little pup tent and left the car on the side of the road. I don't remember too much about Friday because we were busy trying to find our way. But Saturday was, of course, a big day. And what struck me was some of the acts that I had never heard of before. Of course, the Grateful Dead and all were there, and that was great. But what struck in my mind was probably Santana, because I'd never heard of them before. And they just blew it away, as did Mountain. I think it was Leslie West, and they just tore it up. But I do remember Canned Heat and John Sebastian and, as I said, the Dead. And then later on in the night, we just went back to do our supper. And then the biggest bummer was that my friend that I went with had to get back that Sunday evening. So we drove back Sunday, which really bummed me out because I was a big, huge Janis Joplin fan, and she was to be playing on that Sunday, and so I missed seeing her. But I do remember it was just an incredible phenomenon, and we knew we were on to something very, very big. Yeah, it did feel pretty revolutionary. I mean, it was unlike anything that we even imagined, coming from Northern Virginia. You know, we got our tickets by the mail, and when we got close to the event and saw how many people there were and how many freaks there were, we knew we were not in Kansas anymore. And then, of course, they didn't take our tickets, which sort of bummed us out because we had paid $18 for the 3 days, but we knew that it was a big event when the everything was closed down. You couldn't go anywhere. The townspeople were selling water, and really folks coming down hard on them for that. And just the crowds were just so immense. You know, wandering around was just a momentous occasion. We knew that this was unlike anything that we'd ever seen. And or had we ever heard about. So we knew it was big at the time. 2020 hindsight is always great. Back in those days, you know, you just didn't have a whole lot of information about what to expect. You know, if we'd had it to do over again, we would have brought more camping gear because the rain and the mud was just immense, and we were planning on sleeping in the car. That didn't work out, you know, I don't think I would, in my frame of mind right now, I probably wouldn't go just because I have a tendency to try to avoid big crowds. But of course, we didn't know what size the crowd was going to be. I think just having a little more equipment would probably have made things better. It's one of those things, you just go in with an open mind and jump in and do what you can. Well, my main artifact that I have is I still have my tickets that they never took, which was disturbing at the time because we'd gone to a lot of trouble to send off for them in the mail. And here we got there and they were just letting everybody in. But I did keep my tickets. I think I may have kept a poster that I probably don't ever have, but don't have. But that was the main thing, as long as the memories. But the tickets were the big thing I brought back. Yeah, you know, the kids think it's great. I just keep them as a memento. I don't know what will happen to them, but it's kind of fun to have them and share them with folks. Pretty much covers it. It was, a big blur. And I think, you know, we had a lot of folks asking us questions when we got back, especially our parents. What was it like? What was going on? It was quite an event. My buddy that I went to high school with, we're still friends, and we still touch base about the time of the anniversary. So it was quite an event.